While I was at the 2019 Warsaw Security Forum a few weeks ago, amid conversations of the threats posed by Russia, China, and Iran, the most alarming commentary I heard actually came on a panel about Brexit. The panel was a debate between two pro-Brexiteers and two people against it. A Brexit defender had just made the comment that the British people's decision to leave the European Union was a decision by the citizenry to reclaim their sovereignty. A noble pursuit. A journalist on the anti-Brexit side chuckled and replied, in as condescending of a fashion as possible, "We have got to recognize that the notion of absolute sovereignty is outdated. Instead, we should embrace relative sovereignty." Nothing alarmed me more the entire weekend. What this man was trying to say is that our personal sovereignty, or our individual rights to live by a government we design and that is responsive to the democratic process, is an idea that can be trumped by other entities or necessities. To him, the sovereignty lost by the British people to unelected decision-making bureaucrats in the European Union is less important than the Union encompassing all of Europe. Taken a step further, sovereignty held by the individual can be infringed upon or retracted by authorities should a greater necessity arise, and they get to define greater necessity. There are many noble endeavors that governments can undertake to address, such as protecting our environment, sure. But we should be incredibly careful and incredibly guarded with our sovereignty. Our sovereignty as our natural-born right to dictate our own lives. The Western conceptualization of sovereignty, unique and just, is that sovereignty is held by the citizens of each country. Contrast this to the single sovereign in a monarch or the elite group of sovereigns in an oligarchy like the Soviet Union. When sovereignty is condensed at the very top of society, the people are largely oppressed. We don't have to immediately start chipping away at our sovereignty every time we want to address something as a society, globally or nationally. Sadly, climate change activists seem to only advocate for extreme government action to tackle the issue when other solutions exist that cost none of our sovereignty, such as free market incentives. And sovereignty forfeited can never be easily regained. I think elite political leaders who advocate for endless government know the irreversible damage to and loss of individual liberty that they are suggesting, but they cloak it in noble intentions and speak as if it is the only way to succeed at creating change. As voting citizens, we must be incredibly protective of what we give up as we consider voting in larger government programs, more government bureaucratic elite, and fewer individual choices. Here's a concrete example of what I mean. America is a republic wherein decisions over the laws and statutes that we have to live by and the taxes we pay should be made by elected representatives of the people, i.e. the Congress. The executive branch is designed to enforce these laws, and in the process of doing so can hire and appoint unelected government workers or bureaucrats to do these things. The founders of our country had a limited size of the executive branch in mind. Today, however, unelected agency workers in the federal government number around 2 million. That's 2 million people that you didn't elect, who you have no power to fire. How do they affect your life? Well, according to Reason magazine, federal agencies issue memoranda, notices, letters, bulletins, circulars, directives, and even blog posts, among other things, to evade the rulemaking process established by Congress. Agencies euphemistically refer to these documents as guidance. Guidance has been responsible for revoking permits to conduct business, barring Americans from working in their chosen occupations, prohibiting taxpayers from taking deductions, levying cost conviction penalties for crimes, and seizing property without statutory or constitutional authority and without due process. Think back now to those living in the European Union. While there are some common benefits to membership, it's certainly a valid concern of the British people that a multi-country legislative body and their bureaucratic machine are writing laws and issuing similar guidance about significant issues like immigration and national defense that each country must follow whether they agree with it or not. A British citizen could be subject to statutes passed by an Italian or German or Romanian-led voting bloc, and vice versa. Sovereignty becomes complicated and diluted in instances like this. Brexit voters were valid in their pursuit to reclaim it. Sovereignty is precious. After millennia of mankind living under the whims of a handful of sovereigns in destitution, poverty, and slavery, It was only a couple hundred years ago that we began to acknowledge the revolutionary truth that sovereignty ultimately lies with each person, not some 1% elite. This incredible concept isn't really threatened by a Russia or a China or an Iran. It is threatened from within. We will only lose our sovereignty by giving it up voluntarily. We must keep it sacred, and we must keep it intact.